106.3 WHUR, old school 90s and now, the Frank Ski Show with Nina Brown, and it's about that time to get this party started. All right, DMV. Just want to make it plainly clear, me and Nina disagree on this point.
Very much so.
Okay. This season of Married at First Sight is drastically different than anything we've ever seen before. Are you ready, ladies and gentlemen? There is a guy named Chris, and there is a woman named Paige. They were matched on the show. The first time they met each other was at the altar. At the reception, everybody pay attention. At the reception, Chris basically told her friends he wasn't that attracted to her. But they still went ahead and got married, and they had sex. Not once, but twice.
Correct.
And now Chris is coming honest. He is saying what needed to be said. Listen to what Chris says about Paige. Listen up, everybody.
Paige, she is probably the woman that I need, but not the woman that I want.
Wanted versus needed. Like, explain that to us.
I think on paper, like, it's there, but marriage is more than just careers and money, you know what I'm saying? I'm not 100% attracted to her. Like, when I saw her initially, it was like, this is different from what I'm used to. But it doesn't mean that just because that's what I'm not used to, doesn't mean that I'm saying that she's the opposite of being beautiful. That's not what I'm saying at all. It's different, that's all. Now, I think that she's beautiful in her own way. I think she's beautiful in her own way.
I think she's beautiful in her own way. You're basically calling her ugly. And Chris, dear, let me tell you something. You're trash. And Paige, I would throw the whole husband away. Throw the whole man away. Give him back
why,
to the streets,
Nina?
Boo.
Why? He's
well,
being honest. Why can't he be honest and say he's not attracted to her? What's the problem with that?
First of all, this man signed up for a social experiment to marry someone at first sight. So because you signed up for that, how dare you now call this girl ugly to her friends at
He didn't
the,
call
at
her ugly.
Wedding?
He didn't call her ugly. He just said he's not attracted to her.
Okay.
So what? I cannot be attracted to
you? He said, I'm used to a different type. I mean, you basically, come on, Franksky, let's not play stupid. What we won't do today is act like we're going to ignore the elephant in the room. He said it so many times in so many different ways that he's not attracted to her. And let's just say it like this. Prior to meeting her and seeing her, he kept saying she has to be beautiful. She has to be a freak. She needs to be have a relationship with God. So you've described that you want beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. And then when you meet your wife at the altar, now you're saying, oh, I'm used to something different. She's different than what I'm used to. She's just not my type. She's different. You basically said this girl isn't beautiful because she doesn't meet your standards. That is rude. And then you sleep with the girl. How dare you sleep with her when you're not attracted to her?
Nina, there's been plenty of people we both done slept with we not attracted to. Don't play them games right here. Don't even try it, Nina Brown. Don't even play them games.
No,
you have slept with men you not attracted to, and I've slept with women I wasn't attractive to. Welcome to it, doggone.
No,
what we not going to do, Nina Brown, what we not going to do, in your words, is play games here, okay?
No, Frank, we
both have slept with some people that were less than our standards, okay?
DMV, let me tell
y'all
something.
Said, listen, first of all, he already said he wanted a freak. So a freak ain't got to have no looks.
Nina Brown you will not put me in that category. Nina Brown has never slept with someone that I'm not attracted to. How? She don't even work.
She
won't even work if I'm not attracted to you. Real talk? If you want to keep it all the way real, she will not work if she's not attracted to you, okay?
That's why you go to the bar first. It helps.
Ain't no amount of liquor. Ain't no amount of liquor can make me attracted to someone who I'm not attracted to.
Okay, look, DMV, please do me a favor. Call us up. Tell us what you think. I'm thinking the man's being honest. Women are so damn hypocritical. You want an honest man, and as soon as you get an honest man, now you're saying all you had to do was be honest. Now he's honest. Now he's shallow and
narcissistic.
Yeah.
Shallow, superficial. He's whack. He's a Bama. He's all the things.
Why? Because he said he wasn't attracted to her.
Because he's basic,
Why,
bro.
World?
Because
Why?
He's basic. Give him back to the streets, Paige.
Oh, Lord. All right. Call us. Tell us what you think. 202-432-WHUR. Let's go back into it. 96.3 WHUR. 49 years of sounding like Washington. 96.3 WHUR. That music right there, that's fly. That's Sam Dew. It's NTWFL. Now That We Found Love. Nice jam right there. All right, everybody. It's the Frank Ski Show with Nina Brown, 96.3 WHUR. Now, we are talking about Love at First Sight, the TV show
Married at First Sight.
That basically they interview the candidates, they do a whole big long process, and then they match them up. And the first time you meet your husband or wife is at the altar. And Chris and Paige met at the altar. And he said, you know, at first he thought, okay, I could do this. But then later on he realized, nah, she's not my type. And he was being honest about it.
That's not how it
but
went.
He slept with her first. And then he actually, at the reception after they got married, he was telling the friends, yeah, she's really not my type. You know,
right.
But we'll see. And then he's deciding now that that ain't really what he wants. And now the women are saying there's something wrong with him. And I think, I mean, I'm happy he's being honest. Matter of fact, listen to what Chris had to say. Everybody take a listen to this.
Paige, she is probably the woman that I need, but not the woman that I want.
Wanted versus needed. Like, explain that to us.
I think on paper, like, it's there, but marriage is more than just careers and money, you know what I'm saying? I'm not 100% attracted to her. Like, when I saw her initially, it was like, this is different from what I'm used to. But it doesn't mean that that's, just because that's what I'm not used to, doesn't mean that I'm saying that she's the opposite of being beautiful. That's not what I'm saying at all. It's different, that's all. Now, I think that she's beautiful in her own way. I think she's beautiful in her own way.
I think she's beautiful in her own way.
You know what? What you will not do.
96.3 WHUR, hello.
Frankie, come here so I can slap you.
Yeah, girl. Okay, let me do it for you, Barbara.
Hey, wait, please do. Ain't no way in the world I'm going to have sex with somebody I'm not attracted to.
Come on, sis. Mm-hmm. Let them know how we work.
All right. We all got skeletons, girl. We all got skeletons.
No, not
that's
them
okay.
Kind of, not them mm-hmm. kind of skeletons.
Okay.
I mean, people that does that is nothing but dogs and trifling.
Period.
All right.
Period.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you, Barbara.
You're welcome, Nina.
Sue from Lorton, what you think?
Oh, my gosh. I watched that show the other night, last night, and
Close your car door, girl.
Oh, my bad.
We family, girl. We family.
Oopsie. Anyway.
Yes.
He's a Bama. First,
Bama.
You're crying. Why are you crying? You made the comment that this girl, quote, unquote, was unattractive. You signed up for this experiment. Who said she didn't, when she saw you, she didn't think that way about you? But she didn't even state that. She didn't state that.
She's classy.
Because.
And that's her fault. And she should have.
No, it's not her fault.
Mm-hmm.
It's her integrity and her thought of not being nasty towards somebody.
That's
and why
right.
would you tell her friends that are going to state it to her to begin with?
Yeah, but she should have known that, girl. Come on now.
No, he shouldn't have signed up for that. First, he's, what, 26, 27?
Why? Just because he signs up for it don't mean he have to find the woman attractive. That's not in the deal. He's being honest. What's up with y'all women? You always want an honest man, and as soon as one come, now he a Bama.
He's a Bama. And it has nothing to do with honesty.
That's
he's
right.
a Bama. He's
okay, so would you rather him lie?
It's about,
so you want him to lie like most of the men do, and then you get mad when we lie.
I don't want a liar.
Okay, so what do you want?
I want someone who knows that they signed up for a social experiment, that you would not see the person that you're going to marry, but you're going to give it an honest chance to see why the experts matched you. That's what we want, Frank Ski.
Exactly. In a word, that part. He vexed my entire spirit.
Girl, y'all both lying to yourselves, because you don't even go on a date with a guy, Nina. If you met a dude and his teeth was crooked, you wouldn't give him the time of day. But he could be good for you, Nina. He can have a good job. He can have everything else, Nina. But if his teeth are crooked, you're going to look the other way. That's shallow, too. Why is that different?
That's different. She's going to know that. She didn't set up an experiment to know that.
Thank you.
He knows
you,
that going in.
That's right. Thank and you, they knew that he wanted a pretty girl.
No, no, no. What
and
a
she's
pretty.
Beautiful. What? Wait a minute. No, 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 sis. Don't let him get past this. And Paige is beautiful. And Paige, she is
definitely
a beautiful black woman with goals. She's smart. She's her beautiful dark-skinned woman with a gorgeous smile. Don't you do that, Frank.
Beautiful.
Beauty is in the eyes of the beholder. Beauty is in the eyes of the beholder. I think she's beautiful.
I think she's beautiful. Her demeanor was even beautiful. Most women would have went.
I'm not talking about no demeanor.
First, most women would have went slam off on that young man in that room by themselves.
They should have. And they should have. And they should have. I agree.
But her demeanor told me. Her demeanor showed me that she was beautiful inside and out.
Okay.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Mama. Thank you, sis. Love you, boo.
Love you, guys.
Nina Brown.
Yes.
I'm going to play a song for you.
Okay.
Come on. Let's go.
Boy, you better be glad I can't curse.
Later. 202-432-WHUR. Call us now. 96.3 WHUR. Old school 90s and now. Donnell Jones, you know what's up, Nina Brown. You know what's up, Nina Brown.
Don't do that.
I'm gonna say this, okay? Let me just say this. I agree that Chris could have had more tact in his approach. He could have had
for
more
sure.
tact.
For sure.
Okay, I agree. I'm not saying he didn't have tact. I'm not saying that he could have done it better. I'm not saying none of that. He young. He don't know how to talk. I get all that, right? But at the same time, he's being honest. And here's my problem, Nina. First of all, she ain't do her homework. First of all, you slept with him. Well, she ain't have to sleep with him right away. She decided to sleep with him right away, but y'all crucifying him.
Okay, and it's still irresponsible of him to sleep with someone.
It's irresponsible of her. It was irresponsible of her, too. Why the man always got to be wrong when it comes to sleeping with somebody? Y'all don't take no damn responsibility
can
what you do. Go ahead.
Black man, can I finish? Okay,
yes.
It is irresponsible of him to sleep with someone knowing that you're not attracted to her, because men know that when you sleep with women, it goes from physical to emotional. And you know that woman is going to be emotionally connected to you. Don't do that. The energies that you pass from one another when you sleep with someone, even if she had to open up her legs, he still had to get between them. Chris,
Nina,
don't do that. Don't sleep with someone you know you're not attracted to, bro. Your mama had to have taught you better than that.
Nina Van Zandt. Listen to me. Never mind. Let's go to the phone. WHUR, hello.
Hey, how's everything, Frankie?
Good. What you think, bro?
Man, I actually think, man, you actually proved my point. If we get crucified for not telling the truth, but if we tell the truth, no matter what, we still lose.
See, Jamal, that's what I'm saying, bro. That's it.
Every female says she wants a man to be honest.
Jamal.
And yes.
Baby, don't do this. Don't do this.
And
don't do
we
this.
Have to be honest. We have to be honest. If it was a female who done this, it would be very much accepted, right or wrong.
Exactly. And you know what they're not saying, Jamal? Can I tell you what they're not saying?
Even
women have levels of fine.
Yes.
Nina has dated fine men, but she ain't dating no Idris Elba yet.
Wait, what?
There's level of fine.
There's most level and a level
wait,
of fine.
Wait a minute. Hold
and
on.
And the fact that he...
Jamal, we gotta go, Jamal. Hold up, Jamal.
I got something to tell you. Bye, Jamal. Ooh, I'm about to get him, Jamal. Don't worry, I got him. I got you from here, baby.
What's the word, Nicole?
So, Frank Ski, now you know you're wrong because you're not presenting the whole story here about Chris. So, listen, it's not that you try to say that he was honest and we're mad, women are mad. No. What Chris did, where he is wrong, is that clip you played was when he, at the reception, when he was talking to the bridesmaids.
Exactly.
He never once told that to Paige directly. He didn't do that until after he slept with her, not once.
Like, right
twice.
After this part?
So he already is wrong, and that's where at least Nina jumped in, where we think he's foul and that he's trash.
Absolutely.
Because...
Okay, Nina, don't jump in.
Yeah, wait a minute. I'm sorry. Let me tell you something, black man. Okay, when Jamal was on the phone and y'all thought y'all could just, let me come at Nina talking about levels of fine. You don't know who I have dated. Just because I don't bring him around you, don't mean he...
Okay, look, God don't like ugly. He done cut off your mic. Go ahead.
I have dated tens, okay? Telling me I ain't never dated no Idris. You don't even know if I've dated Idris or not.
Nina, that's my point. Mm-hmm. You've dated tens. That's my point. My point is he has the right to say she's cute, but she's not my type. He got the right to say that. Why y'all crucifying the man for being honest, saying she ain't his type? And then you saying, he can't say that because he slept with her? Please. You and I both slept with ugly people. What are you talking about?
Nina, can you please get me out this mix? Nina Brown has not. Well, you know what? Actually, I have. Wait a minute. Let me remember. Okay. No, you're right about that. But I was attracted to them. I was attracted to them.
Yes.
Even less attractive people I was attracted to because they were calm.
Yeah, I get it. They had all the things, right?
Yeah. Right. And so I would never make someone feel bad about themselves, especially after I sleep with them. Like, who am I to do that? That's just wrong. And Chris is wrong for that.
Okay. All right. Well, you know what? One day we got it. Let's work on getting Chris and Paige on the phone. Okay?
Done.
Let's get them on the phone for next week.